We're back. This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Kev Lawrence with Breakfast On through till 10. So we're locked down, we're stuck indoors, we can't mix and meet with our friends. So what will this mean for Santa? And how will he bring us Christmas this year? Let's have a conversation with local author Kelly Donner, who's got some ideas. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Now, I know originally you're from Kansas in the US, but you now live in Trumpington.
And yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You're an author. Tell us all about A Very Corona Christmas and what inspired you to write it.
Okay. Well, have you ever wondered what life is like at the North Pole this year? A Very Corona Christmas, Santa Stays Home is an amusing, heartwarming picture book about Christmas at the North Pole in 2020. When world leaders decide to cancel Christmas, Santa has no choice but to furlough his elves and shelter in place until a bright young elf brings him a child's letter that reminds him what Christmas is all about and that children this year need Christmas more than anything. Between writing and illustrating and finishing my Masters of Arts at Anglia Ruskin University, I've been pretty busy. And this summer I had a successful pandemic-related picture book called The Day the Lines Changed, which showed me that there's a great need for stories that help children to understand the big picture and what's going on. And when I had the idea for A Very Corona Christmas, I knew I needed to make it happen. And I rounded up my three boys and we brainstormed a lot of the fun things that end in the book, like Santa's X-Max 2.0 sleigh and the sanitizer. It was a lot of fun.
It does sound a huge amount of fun. And as you say, with your experience of that earlier book, maybe that's, you know, giving you some momentum for this one. So your son's age 6, 9 and 11. Tell
yes,
us
right, yes.
What help they gave you for story ideas.
Oh, they gave me a lot of help. We were brainstorming a lot about what would it be like right now at the North Pole. And we thought, well, if Santa goes into lockdown, what would he be doing? And so we figured he'd probably be making sourdough bread like the rest of us and trying to make use of his time. So that was a lot of fun to figure out what would elves be doing. And for instance, like how would elves be watching children remotely? That was another idea. And so we decided that because a lot of children are on Zoom this year, doing school activities, that they would probably be watching children over Zoom. And so we had a lot of fun with that, trying to figure out how Santa's sleigh would look if it was going to be COVID ready.
Ah, well, I can't wait to see that. That sounds very interesting. Now, you not only wrote it, obviously with the help of your children, but illustrated it too. So you can do both. You can write and you can illustrate.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I think the biggest challenge in this book was the time-related factor because normally books take months and months to create. And of course, with the pandemic and this being a very current issue, I didn't have a lot of time. So I had to write and illustrate pretty much full time for a few weeks to get it done. I'm glad I did it. It was worth all the work, and I'm very happy with the result.
You've done that while also studying.
I'm studying for my Masters of Arts at Anglia Ruskin in illustration and book arts. It's a great program. It's helped me a lot in being able to do the whole package, because of course when you're writing and illustrating and doing layouts, it's a lot of little things that you need to learn.
Now, I'm told that you've included some sneaky in-jokes that parents might love.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you give us a little flavour of that?
Well, just a little bit. I mean, there's, of course, when Santa stands at the door in his festive apron during lockdown because he's baking bread, on his little apron it says Santa 2024, and I'm sure children don't exactly get that joke, having had such a crazy election year. That's one of them, but there are a few little ones that have been that are out throughout the book. You'll have to read it to see them.
Good tease, very good tease. Now, without spoiling the ending, Kelly, can you tell us, is there hope in the story? We all need a bit of hope at the moment.
For sure. I mean, I know the fact that it's A Very Corona Christmas, Santa Stays Home people may think that that's what happens, but of course in the end Christmas does happen, and there is just a delightful little ending about why Christmas is necessary this year and why children really deserve Christmas after all of the hardships and things that they've been through. So it definitely has a very warm ending.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, this pandemic's been really tiring, and we all need a good laugh, right?
Totally and utterly agree, and I'm sure people listening would as well. Well, good luck with the book, written with the help of your kids living in Trumpington. Great to talk to you. Thank you, Kelly, for coming on.
Thank you. Can I quick say that I have more information, the storytime video and activities at kellydonner.com if people want to or have coloring pages and things to do.
Okay, you can. I mean, I was going to say that as well. I mean, that was going to be my my final piece as I said goodbye to you. Local author Kelly Donner has got a brand new Christmas book out for you and your children. It's called A Very Corona Christmas. You can search for it on Amazon, or you can take a look, as Kelly just mentioned, at her website, Kelly Donner, spelled with two N's, all one word, kellydonner.com. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire 5 to 9. We're going to play Rod Stewart's Maggie May, and this will head us up to the news update. Caroline Densley on news this morning, and she's here next with the...
We're on the radio!